Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
So today our marriage prayer is about facing our fears, and it's called the spirit of fear.
First of all, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. We haven't been around for a few days
thanks to laryngitis.
Both of our health this time. I don't have COVID, but I had a really bad cold.
You had laryngitis. You were gone.
I did. I had laryngitis for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even talk.
It was quiet.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that in a bad way, by the way, but no, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, and then the next day I said to you, I typed, it's worse.
Yeah.
And then you said, worse? You texted me back because I was in bed.
You had no voice, and then how could that get worse? But it was actually worse.
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot better now.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for you to feel better, too.
It'll come.
But today we're talking about the spirit of fear, so let's get into that.
Sure.
I think that there are so many things that we can fear, whether we fear people that we have had a disagreement with. We could fear, you know, that reconciliation. Will they reconcile now if I approach them? There can be that fear of facing something at your work where you're just like, I keep putting this off, but I have to go in and talk to my boss because I have to let him know what's on my mind.
Yeah.
There's that fear of, you know, sometimes people have really odd fears, like fear of going to hospital, fear of schools. That's the one that I have, you know, going into the school. So one thing that Brendan had pointed out to me, that's our oldest son.
That's right. Yeah.
A couple of months ago is that sometimes when you don't face your fear then, or you don't face anything that difficult, your difficult situation, then you're starting to live on the interest. You're starting to accrue interest on that thing. And so let me explain. If I don't pay, say, my bills, okay, then what happens is the bills start piling up. If I'm just like, you know what, I don't want to pay my Visa off, now I'm going to be getting all this interest and interest on the Visa. But the same goes for if I don't take care of that leaky faucet that is leaking under the sink constantly, next thing you know, you've got a problem with your floorboards. You've got a problem with your cupboards. You got a problem with your basement ceiling.
Yeah.
So that's how so many things are in our life, that if we're not going to be able to face the one thing that is causing the problem right there and then, it could start to kind of cause this domino effect, which he refers to as the interest. Now you're paying on interest.
And sometimes people's fear keeps them from doing things and dealing with it, right? Because they're afraid of... I'm not really sure how to phrase that, but they tend to pull back and procrastinate.
Yeah.
Not deal with it because they just don't want to deal with something that's unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turns into more and more and more. And you get deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah. When I was in grade 3, we had to read these things. They were called SRAs.
Mm-hmm.
And the word, the acronym SRA sounded so confusing to me at that age. I'm like, what is an SRA?
I still don't know.
It was just a silent reading assignment.
Oh,
that's it.
Okay.
So we'd get these books at the back of the class. We would go and read these books silently.
Yeah.
And then I think you had to check off a form to show that you've read the books. Well, I didn't understand.
That's it?
Yeah. I didn't understand what the teacher wanted from me. So every day I would go and I would get a book and I would stash it into my desk, I didn't know what am I supposed to be doing, like checking off some stuff at the back of the book. And I'm too afraid to ask the teacher. And then suddenly I've got like 20 SRAs in my desk. And I'm more afraid than ever because I'm thinking, now if I come clean, she's going to find out I've got a stack of these in my desk. It's not just one now.
Right.
It's a whole bunch of problems that we have.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's so important that when we do fear something in our life, that we take it to God before it really starts to build up. And that can happen with our emotions too. If you don't make something right with somebody that you have a disagreement with, and you start letting that stack up, mm-hmm. the same as the SRAs, now you're going to have resentment, unforgiveness. You're going to have, over time, you might have a little bit of confusion as to what exactly happened there.
Yeah.
You know, why did we even fight in the first place? I have a friend that I had a disagreement with, and it really took us 10 years to get back together. And we said, I don't even know what we were fighting about in the first place. I just knew that we were not talking to each other anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I think in some ways, fear is associated with anxiety. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Because fear, I think not fear.
Not completely, but.
Fear can cause anxiety for sure.
That's
worry
right.
Worry and fear.
There you go. And so for me, one of my favorite verses of all verses is in Matthew chapter 6. And it's one of the most famous ones. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. And that's New American Standard. That's the cure for anxiety. And mm-hmm. probably fear, right? That we have to try to push those things away from us and constantly remind ourselves that God is in control. And this is all going according to God's plan, as long as we are seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. Then all of these things will be provided to us. And we don't have these things to worry about. Now that's geared more towards anxiety. Right.
Mm. Actually, that verse comes from, I just looked it up when mm-hmm. you were talking
yep.
about someone who says, you know, taking thought about what am I going to eat or
That's
what
right.
will I drink? What
That's
will
right.
I wear? Yep. You know, how am I going to pay this bill? What am I going to do? It's yep. the worry that really and then it goes on to say, you know, in the next verse, verse 33, that was verse 31
yeah.
that I just kind of misquoted there, but then seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things are added to you. God
right.
takes care of those things for us. And I think it's important to remember that when we have a fear, God goes before us and he takes care of the problem before we even arrive.
Right, because that is something that I struggle with probably more than anything, is I like to try to take control of a situation sometimes for a little while until I just realize, you know what, there's nothing I can do about any of these things, and I have to leave this to God. And it's not like I don't want to. I'm more than happy to just wash my hands of everything and just say, it's in God's hands. And then I feel fantastic. Then mm-hmm. everything is great, and I can just go back to doing what I'm doing. But sometimes those things, without thinking about it, can really sneak up on you and yeah. really wreak havoc on a person before they stop and they go, No, I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm seeking his righteousness. These things will follow after that. So I have to deal with what is first before I can realize what is next.
I think it was David that said, Lord, in the morning, do I direct my prayer unto thee?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good that, you know, I'm not a morning person, but the concept of that morning, seeking God first before you start your day, that's so important to yeah. seek him first, because yeah. you know that when you do seek God, that all the other things will fall into place. Maybe they're not going to fall into the way that you would hope them to all land up. That
yeah.
doesn't mean you're going to have a day that's necessarily going to be the way you planned it.
Right.
But you can go into that day with the assurance that whatever comes, God's got your back.
Yeah.
And it's all taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's pray.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, so many times fear has held us back when we needed to step out in faith. It crushes our dreams and devours our hope. Fear makes us anxious and sows the seeds of doubt in our hearts. So often, our fear turns out to be nothing more than worry and stress. We know we shouldn't be anxious, for you are faithful with every tomorrow. We've seen your hand at work in our lives, and we believe in your unfailing grace. We know that you're in control, regardless of what comes our way. Your word tells us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so we're asking for that power, that love, and that incomparable peace that comes through faith in the truth. Help us to face tomorrow with hope. Take all of our worry and all of our fear. Replace it with joyful thanksgiving and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.